This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We extend God's richest blessings to you from the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. The Reverend Dr. Homer Larson will be conducting our service today. Information on how to order tapes, CDs, or printed copies of today's sermon will be given at the end of the program. We invite you to tune in to this radio station at this time every Sunday for worship with us.
How big is your God? Is He big enough to handle your cares and your worries? If the answer is yes, why not let Him? Why destroy your life with worries? We open our service in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Father in heaven, we confess to you that because of our lack of faith, all too often we carry our burdens. Burdens that you have pleaded with us to cast upon you. Sins that you have atoned for at Calvary's cross, but we seem to want to carry them and endure the guilt. Lord Jesus, speak to us this day through your word, and grant that we may experience a peace which passes all understanding, which comes through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear the word of God as it is recorded in the sixth chapter of the Gospel of St. Matthew, beginning with verse 25. Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you shall eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more important than food, and the body more important than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns. And yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more value than they? And who of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to his life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the lilies of the field grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will He not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all of these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But you seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all of these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Here ends the reading of God's holy word. As we continue our study of destructive feelings that sometimes we run around with, today I'd like to visit with you about worry. And it's centered around this matter of how big is your God? Now, the common answer to that question is, well, he's very big. He's the Almighty. He's the creator of everything. One word from him, and it will be done. We sing about him in some of the great hymns. We have started this program with that great, great song, Praise to the Lord the Almighty, the King of Creation. And we will close the program with the Negro spiritual, He's got the whole world in his hands. Now that says something about what we believe about God, does it not? And yet, now let's get just a little bit more personal. We sing these songs and these truths, and we believe them intellectually. But really, friend, emotionally, when it comes to feelings, and that's what we're dealing with in these sermons, how big is your God? Is he big enough to handle your cares and your worries? If the answer is yes, well, then why not let him? Why destroy life with worries? And I imagine the common answer is, well, we are human beings, and worry is a part of any responsible person's life, isn't it? I'd come back and ask you, does it have to be? At least, can it be modified? Let's take a look at this crushing feeling called worry. For the Bible has a great deal to say about it, and we see there men and women who have lived close enough to the Lord Jesus Christ that they have not only taught it, but it has been a part of their lives. I refer to the Apostle Paul. Paul, you know, had many things about what she could worry. He was always being threatened. They wanted to kill him. They had imprisoned him. He had been shipwrecked on the Mediterranean. There were hundreds of those people who hated him. And yet it is Paul who writes to the people at Philippi, Do not be anxious about anything, but by prayer and thanksgiving, present your requests to God. In other words, he is taking what Jesus says literally. He's applying it to his life. He could never think of a time when Jesus Christ let him down. So he cries out to the Philippian Christians, Cast your cares on him. That's what Peter said too. For here was a man also who was threatened with death and finally did die the martyr's death in Rome around the year 64. But in one of the last verses of his first letter found in our New Testament, Peter concludes by saying, Let us cast all of our anxieties on him because he cares for us. Isn't it a marvelous way to go through life? No wonder they could be so courageous. They knew that they were in their Father's hands. And I love that verse that comes from the book of Hebrews, where the writer there says, Keep your life free from the love of money, and be content with what you have, because God has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So we say with confidence, The Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? Now, these great men of God, whoever they were, in the case of the Hebrews, and certainly Peter and Paul and the rest of the disciples along with them, had learned the value of Jesus' counsel. Let me have your cares, and your worries will decrease. That's what he is saying to us today in the Gospel of St. Matthew, from which I have read and which is the text for this sermon. Jesus says, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Your Father knows you need these things. But seek first his kingdom, and all these things will be given to you. That's his counsel to us. But we say, is it possible? I don't see that it is. Well, then Jesus is badly mistaken, isn't he? Shouldn't we take him at his word? What he is saying here, then, is don't worry about the material possessions of life. And he goes on to give this statement. The pagans run after these things. In the other versions of the Bible that has sometimes been translated, the Gentiles seek these things. In other words, Jesus was addressing the people of God. And that's where these words are addressed today, to the people of God, those who bear the name of Jesus Christ. It is to you and to me, Jesus Christ says in this word, because you are mine, because you are mine, don't worry. Without Christ, there is plenty to worry about in this world, in our age or in any other age. These words, let me underscore it again, are addressed to Christians. So first we have to be in a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Otherwise, that counsel, don't worry, doesn't make any sense. But if we are Christians, then we are to turn our cares over to him, because we have a wealthy Father who will see that we are cared for. Notice in this portion of Scripture where Jesus is speaking to us, he says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God. In other words, the first priority in our life is to be a part of that evangelical witness that is seeking to build the kingdom of God. Now we'll do many, many other things. And tomorrow morning you'll go to work in various places, and all work is holy, as we talked about it. We certainly all don't have to go into the pulpit. But even though we are bankers or lawyers or doctors or truck drivers or whatever else it might be, the first priority in our life, according to our Lord Jesus Christ, should be to seek the kingdom of God, to build the kingdom of God, to let our main ambition be that the kingdom of God might prevail and grow in this world. And there are two parts to that, friend. The first one is evangelism, reaching out to others who do not know Jesus Christ and talking to them about a Savior who loves them. That's a part of this mission here at Christian Crusaders. My task right now at this minute is to say to anybody who is not saved, that is outside of Jesus Christ, God loves you. He wants you as a part of his kingdom. I'm seeking you in behalf of Jesus. Will you turn your life over to him? Will you repent of your sins? Will you confess that Jesus Christ is Savior and Lord? That's the mission of the church. That's what we should seek first. And if there's any worrying to be done, I would think that it would be along that line, that have I really done it faithfully? For when I have proclaimed that word here over a radio program or in the church, or you wherever you are, and a personal witness to Jesus, then we can leave it there and let the Holy Spirit take over. First, people have to be in relationship with him. There is no sense to talk about the Christian life if the person has not been redeemed. But once we have been redeemed, then we also have brothers and sisters who have joined the group who are anxious to go out and to tell others about the glories of the gospel. After that is all done and is a fruit of the faith, then we are to be concerned about other matters: social justice, the poor, those who are without food and clothing. God says that we are not to overlook them, and so that becomes a part of seeking to build the kingdom of God. Now, this does not mean that while we are primarily aimed at seeking to build the kingdom of God, that our material needs go unobserved. Certainly not. Our Lord taught us in the Lord's Prayer to say, "Give us this day our daily bread." But I think then we hurry on to say, but may it have the right priority in our lives. We are to pray, and we are to plan, and we are to work for a wise provision for the future. Then after I have done all of these things, I leave it in the hands of our Lord and let Him take care. I don't have to worry. It will be given to me. That's what He's promised. Now, about what do we worry? Obviously, we don't all worry about the same thing. There are some who worry tremendously about finance. I think of these people as the very, very wealthy sometimes. They do a lot of worrying about finance. The stock markets, and we're anxious to see just what the market did today, and we're anxious to know what the Dow Jones average is. But there are also those who worry about finance in a different way. Those who have a limited income, who live with Social Security and probably a small pension. And like one lady said to me not long ago, "I only pray, but I sometimes have to admit I worry. Will I have enough to get me through? I don't want to be dependent upon my children. I don't want any handouts. I've been raised to take care of myself, but I'm not so sure I can." And you could see that she was living with that crushing feeling of financial worry. What can you do? Turn back to the Scriptures and say to her, "Listen, my friend," and if you're listening today and you're that kind, "you have worked hard, you have been frugal, you haven't wasted. God's going to take care of you. God is going to take care of you. Leave it in His hands." That's what Jesus Christ is saying. If I were the only one saying it, it wouldn't be worth very much. But Jesus Christ Himself is saying it. And there are millions of people who believe it and are living without worry because they are in their Father's hands. Some of us worry about the family. I've confessed to you rather recently in this series of sermons that I sometimes worried about my wife's health when we were raising children. And then we worry about the safety of the highway. The kids are coming in to visit you for a weekend. They promise that they'll be there by 11 o'clock at night. And midnight rolls around and there has been no telephone call or anything, and you're wondering, are they okay? And for some of us who live in the northern part of the country, the bad roads are coming, and that sometimes causes us a little bit of worry. God says that you have to leave things in My hand. There is the moral and the spiritual welfare of the children that has not, by the grace of God, had to be a very strong worry in our home. But some of you are worrying. Where do my children stand in relationship with the Lord? Some of you have children who are yet younger, and then there are the grandchildren. All Jesus is saying is, raise them in the faith. Instruct them in the Word. Let them see the Christian faith lived out in grandma and grandpa, dad and mom. Be more concerned about building a home where Jesus Christ is at the center and people are loved in His name. Be more concerned about that than simply building the new house with 3-car garages. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with those houses, but it should be a very secondary priority. When you have done everything you can to confront your children with the Word of God, then you can leave it for the Holy Spirit. And if they turn their backs and they walk away, as some of them do, then remember, His Word is not going to return void. You may not live to see it, but won't that be a wonderful thing if when you get to heaven, you will know that your children are coming too? We worry about health. I think that's especially true as we get older. The body wears out, and the golden years are not always quite as golden as they say they are. We become realistic. We know it won't be long before we can't exist here on this earth anymore. But Jesus has said, I'm going to be with you right to the very end. I am in His hand. And then when it's all done, I'm going home. He will be with me while I am here and then in heaven forever. And we learn to take very literally the words of St. Paul as he wrote them to the Christian church, Corinthian church. Now we know that if the earthly tent we live in is destroyed, we have a building from God, an eternal house in the heavens, not built with hands. Too simplistic, you say? Well, you say, I need to have someone whom I can touch, or something that I can feel, be in control. And this is too difficult for me to take. If that is your honest feeling, friends, then I guess you will have to live with your worries, because you do not yet live in that personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And before worry can be erased, according to the Bible, that's the relationship you have to have. But we'll pray that today could be the day that you would, empowered by the Holy Spirit, receive Jesus as your Savior and your Lord, and if not, that it will not be far away, because one of the most difficult emotional feelings that we have is to live with that horrible, horrible worry. When the day comes that we grow into faith, we can begin at least to leave some of these cares with our blessed Savior. Amen.
He's got the whole world in His hands. 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 He's got the wind and the tiny little baby in His hands. He's got the tiny little baby in His hands. He's got the tiny little baby in His hands. He's got the whole world in His hands. He's got you and me, brother, in His hands. He's got you and me, sister, in His hands. He's got everybody got the whole world in his hands. Oh, he's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole wide world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world.
Father in heaven, what an offer you have given to us to cast our cares upon you. Grant, O God, that we may grow in that relationship, that at least we may begin to say with Peter and Paul and all the rest, our God is an awesome God. Our God is one who will take care of us, not shielding us, not keeping us from danger, but walking with us, and when those difficult hours come, even the hour of death, that we can know that he will be taking us by the hand and bringing us into the kingdom of heaven. Where there is no faith, O God, we pray today you will create that faith. And where we do trust you as Savior and Lord, grant that we may grow in it to the place that we can cast our cares on you. In Jesus' name, amen.
You have been worshiping with the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. May today's gospel message comfort and guide you as you walk in fellowship with the Lord. Christian Crusaders is a nonprofit ministry supported entirely by the gifts of our listening audience. Estate gifts, large and small, have become a significant part of our ministry. Please consider a final gift to your favorite ministries as a part of your estate planning. We thank each of you for your gifts and prayers. Cassette tapes, CDs, and printed copies of today's sermon are available free of charge. However, a gift of $2.50 will cover production and mailing costs. Address your request to Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 50613. Our toll-free telephone number is 1-888-MY-FAITH. That's 1-888-693-2484. In the Cedar Falls, Waterloo, Iowa area, dial 277-0924. Conducting our service today was the Reverend Dr. Homer Larson, radio pastor of Christian Crusaders, now in its 70th year of regular Sunday worship broadcasting.